This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. He's gracious enough to remain on for this one more segment. The next segment, we're going to have Alex Jones with another report talking about what is happening today. Of course, this is a huge seismic change. Dr. Pachinik has been talking about this, and I've got an article here in front of me from his website, stevepachinik.com, going back to this last Monday, talking about how urging people to vote for Brexit, breaking down the origins, as he sees it, of the European Union and the issues before us. And it's been a very interesting conversation with Dr. Pachinik. You were just talking about the different countries, Dr. Pachinik, that you think will break up. A lot of people have said they believe, in terms of those that might be leaving the European Union, one of the first candidates would be Sweden, because they've been essentially politically in agreement with Britain. They see Britain as a counterweight, and the only counterweight, to a dominant Germany. So with Britain gone, Sweden had said that they'd be likely to go. And I think it would be easier for them to get out because they did not adopt the euro, just as Britain did not. A lot of these countries that would like to leave now are going to have a much more difficult time of it because they've foolishly abandoned their own currencies.
Well, it's interesting, David. I think you're right on. I'm looking at Sweden. Sweden will leave because, first, it has a problem with the immigrants coming in.
Yes.
Secondly, the point that you made, which is an excellent point, was the fact that this is not a right-wing switch to Sweden. It will be a left-wing switch because it's a socialist government. It basically has to come to terms with the fact that it can no longer depend on the European Union and has to really in some way create its own viable economy.
Mm-hmm.
The one place in the Scandinavian countries that really has to decide what they want to do is Norway. Norway has been very efficient and effective in producing oil and garnering a lot of oil and a lot of kroners. And basically they have been investing not in Europe, but they are one of the major investors in the United States. They're exceedingly quiet. They don't say anything about their investments. And like the Dutch, who are also very quiet investors, we're going to have a problem in the Netherlands because the Netherlands can no longer take care of all the immigrants that have come in. And I assume that in Texas, you've seen a lot of Dutch farmers come in, because they can no longer use the Netherlands or Holland as a basis for farming. And instead, they've come into Montana, Texas, and other areas where they can buy up huge milk farms, and they become very efficient. So the Netherlands will have to break out and decide what they want to do. But we have to remember, the Netherlands has been they have been very effective, the Dutch, for over 350 years in trading overseas. So they have a history unlike anyone else. Poland will have a problem. Poland can no longer really remain inside the EU without the cover of England. And Poland is exceedingly afraid of Germany. And, of course, as we know, the history of World War II starts with Germany invading Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Germany's currency will ironically probably convert to the Deutschmark. If I were Germany, I'd automatically convert to the Deutschmark because the euro has no value in and of itself. It really depends on the strength of the Frankfurt Bank. Austria will probably also break out because it's aligned with Germany, and Hungary will probably break out as well because they're extremely Eurosceptic, and Hungary has already shifted to the right with a attitude saying that we don't want any more immigrants. As you pointed out, Italy, it's really an artificial construct. It's a very young country. It's less than probably 150 years old, but Garibaldi really was not all that effective. When I worked on the Aldemaro kidnapping, it was very clear to me that Italy is a constellation of different segments of Italy. And in fact,
yes. Northern
you hit
Italy
it right
well.
On the head. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Northern Italy as well. They're looking.
You hit it right on the head,
yeah,
David.
Yeah.
They're going to split up. Northern and Southern Italy will split up.
Well, Well, it is a fascinating time to be here. Very exciting time to see people stand up and reclaim their right to self-government. Thank you so much, Dr. Steve Pachinik. You can find more information from him at stevepachinik.com. We'll be right back with Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. This is truly a momentous day. So much so that Alex Jones has an analysis of what is going on with Brexit, what it means in the big picture, the big struggle between globalism and nationalism, the struggle against world government. Here's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here with just one more note today on how big the British exit is to every man, woman, and child listening. No matter your race, your religion, it doesn't matter. Everybody should understand that human liberty is under attack by the World Government Project, and this thing has been devastatingly dealt a death wound. They threw everything they had at this, and they failed. We've turned the tide. They're failing on every front. But understand, they're going to launch counteroffensives that are going to be mind-blowing, and we've got to be ready for them. But this is such a big deal. They're going to try to block the EU program being basically dismantled in the UK. They're going to try to keep them in all these contracts. They're going to fight tooth and nail. They're going to manipulate stock markets. They're going to absolutely pull out the stops with Europe opening its borders even further to all the invaders. But in the final equation, it's an unelected, secret corporate world government, and it's fundamentally unfair and fundamentally evil. And their whole hoax to try to block us and keep patriots from exposing their program has failed, and our credibility is only rising. Their credibility is only falling. And you ask, why does the mainstream media dig its hole even faster? It's because they can't help it. It's their arrogant nature. It's like I talked about earlier when the Financial Times of London came out and said, yeah, okay, we're building an authoritarian world government. We know best. Get used to it. But then would separately come out and write articles saying we're crazy, it doesn't exist. That mind game doesn't work anymore. And remember what Mark Twain said. It's my favorite quote. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. This is such a momentous time. And to see humanity waking up and fighting back is so beautiful. I tend to make fun of people and get angry at folks that are brain-dead zombies and totally buy into the whole media hype system. But remember, they have been brought into this by birth. They didn't have parents like you or I did that were informed or somewhat informed. A lot of people never really had a chance. And it's time for us to give them that intellectual chance, not from some fake liberal perspective of arrogance, but from the need to have our fellow humans be awake and informed so that we can live in a free society. It's not charity we're talking about. It's survival. We've got to be engaged in this war, because I'm telling you, our enemies have turned themselves over to pure evil. There's a saying from one of William Shakespeare's plays. I guess it's the Cleopatra and Mark Antony. And there's a line when she says, I'll never be a slave to love. I'll never be dominated and controlled by love. I'm never going to let love control me. Never going to let love be the number one thing in my life. And Mark Antony says to her, then you'll never have love. We ask ourselves, why are these people so bad? Because they've turned themselves over to wickedness. They're so blind and so into it, it's their nature, that they can't help it. They don't know. They look at us and think we're fools. But historically, and the psychology shows this, and the criminology shows it, psychopaths, sociopaths, and other people that follow this whole system of me, and lies and fraud and arrogance always bite off more than they can chew. They always think they're invincible. They're always too optimistic, and they always fall. The problem is now if they fall and try to stay in power like other elites have done, they'll use nuclear weapons to destroy the entire planet. So that's why folks in the military and people in the elite who understand this is true, but basically were brought up in it and don't know how to get out of it, we've got to have a real public discourse, and you've got to have a discourse in your councils of government and councils of governance to understand that this isn't a game, folks. And yes, we, the Patriot Liberty Movement of the United States, are Americana. We are the birthright of the Renaissance and the Magna Carta and all that came with it. And that we are here resisting this program. And that we've been right all along, and we've been your arch enemy all along. And you've told the public that we're violent and evil and horrible because you know we bring the light into the dark. You know we're fans of humanity. You know we're honorable. You know we're committed. And you know we're never going to stop. So I tell our enemies now, turn back. Stop. Pull back your programs. You're so evil that you want to destroy prosperity so you can control us. That is so fundamentally bad to try to destroy progress, and you will not destroy progress. I love how you call yourselves on your avant-garde cutting edge progressives when you are regressive in everything you do. Breaking down society, dismantling, selling us austerity is a good idea while you live like kings. Your fraud's going down. Your fraud's coming down, and people resisting the leadership, the Nigel Farages, the Ron Pauls, the info warriors, are only one of the current waves against the globalists. I'd say the third or fourth wave since the 40s and the resistance against tyranny. But the next wave, as I've been telling you for a decade, is going to be gigantic. And the one after that, even bigger. Nothing can stop it. It's going to the stars. It's the true singularity of freedom. And that fourth wave is now coming in. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for epic times. I don't want to hear from anybody that we're living in boring times. We're living in incredible times. The enemy wants you to be tuned into false media, tuned into false paradigms, and just be bored and unhappy and not know what's going on and talking about sitcoms and drama and sports. They want you to sleep while they live. Well, I'm here to say it's time for the world to awaken, and it's time to make America and the world free again, and then we will be great again. Back to the live transmission emanating from Austin, Texas, worldwide. And I'm so proud that one of the main outposts of human liberty against tyranny is Texas. And I'm so proud of my fellow Texans and Americans and everyone else across the world and what the great folks in the UK have done. I salute you because we have won the war. The enemy doesn't know it yet, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be rough. Hitler didn't give up at the Battle of the Bulge. He didn't give up at Leningrad. He didn't give up. But finally, he gave up in that bunker, didn't he? Well, we're not giving up. And it's funny that the EU was a project of the Nazis. I'm not saying it's a Nazi conspiracy, but it is a Nazi project. That's a fact. That's admitted. That it kind of came back, and we're fighting it again. And we're going to go on fighting it, and we're never going to surrender any form of authoritarianism. I will tell you, after the EU globalist project is defeated, and that's a long way off still, the next big one is going to be the communist Chinese, and they are probably even more evil. That's why they're wedded to the globalists, but only in treaty, not in spirit. Infowars.com is where the resistance starts. It ends with you taking action. I want to salute all of you.
Absolutely right, and that's Alex Jones, and I certainly do appreciate what he has done for the last two decades plus, standing up for individual liberty, and now we're starting to see the fruit of that as we see people waking up to what is being done to them. This is the important thing here. Now, the BBC had an interesting article. You know, we covered this about a month ago. We talked about Brexit and Texit. You know, we had Texit, you know, get out, secede from America. I looked at the eight reasons that Boris Johnson gave us and said, hey, we have those same reasons, but in spades, and if you look at it, comparing it to Texas. Now, the BBC has come out with their own eight reasons as to why it worked. And I think it's interesting to take a look at their reasons. They say, number one, the Brexit economic warnings backfired. They said the public was bombarded with warnings about how they would be poor if they voted. But in the end, they weren't convinced by Project Fear, or they believed that it was a price worth paying. And, of course, Project Fear is not what the BBC says, because the BBC is selling that narrative. There was an interesting short clip that we didn't play. Had it on in the list a couple of days ago from Michael Caine. And he was saying, hey, you know, there's going to be some problems, some things that we'll have to work out, but we will work them out. It's about self-government. And they understand that there has been a price that people have paid to be in the European Union. And they realized that that price in terms of freedom, in terms of self-government, in terms of economics, was just simply not worth it. They go on. Number two, they say, well, that claim about £350 million a week net going to the EU, and then that would be available for things like the National Health Service. They say that claim got traction. They say, well, yeah, it's not true. And, you know, to that I would say you can argue over the numbers, over the quantity of it, but there is no doubt that there has been a net outflow. And is there any doubt that that outflow is going to continue to grow and grow and grow? So you can quibble about whether it's 350 million or is it 300 or is it 160, whatever it is. The bottom line is you keep your money to spend on your priorities and instead of having to send it to other countries who spend it on things that you don't want it spent on. Number three, they say Nigel Farage made immigration the defining issue. I would say no, the European Union made it the defining issue. By the way, what they did with it. Number four, they said the public stopped listening to the Prime Minister. Well, they also stopped listening to the BBC as well, didn't they? And mainstream media, and that's what we're seeing here in America. They've lost their credibility. They cried wolf, but people understood that it wasn't, that there would be a price to pay. There is going to be a period of adjustment. They understand that the bankers, that gave us the LIBOR scandal, as well as HSBC and other large banks who've been caught money laundering for drug cartels, for terrorists, and were able to escape any punishment. And both of those massive scandals, I understand these people are perfectly capable of rigging every market. They can rig the currency markets. They can rig the commodity markets. They can rig the stock markets. But the vast majority of people are going to be doing real things in their country, and they're going to be doing this as a way of building their future. Stay with us. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about more of those eight reasons and the other real reasons. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Brexit Independence Day. We're going to play a clip from Nigel Farage, I think, is excellent, talking about the failing EU. This is the man who is the voice crying in the wilderness. Remember, we've had him on many, many times years ago on the Alex Jones Show. We had all these videos that many of you may remember where he was hectoring Herman Van Rompuy, telling him that he had the manner of a third-rate bank clerk and other things like that. But he was absolutely right to be outraged that the European Union would come in and just dictate to Greece what they wanted to do. I mean, here you've got the cradle of democracy, Greece, and the European Union comes in and says that we're going to throw out your elected people. We're going to put in our own bankers in charge of your country. Okay, that's what they did. So we're going to play that clip. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about a new sale that just came out today. Deep Cleanse, our fastest-selling InfoWars Life supplement. And it's not really a supplement. It's a way to cleanse your body of toxins. It has five, six, or seven different cleansers for your body. This is an all-in-one, as we call it, our Rolls-Royce all-in-one cleansing formula. It has concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, many other cleansing ingredients. And as I said, it's our fastest-selling formula. It is 20% off in our new special. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Deep Cleanse, 20% off. Also, get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, 50% off. Sign up for our newsletter and get a link to a code for multiple second, third, however many you want to get, unlimited number, 75% off at that point of your Hillary for Clinton t-shirt. So you can get one at 50% off, sign up for our newsletter that's free, and get a code so that you can get 75% off as many as you would like after that. And we still have our 20% off all Alexa Pure water filters, from the largest down to the smallest systems. I want to play that clip from Nigel Farage, and then we're going to go back and talk about how the BBC and the establishment still doesn't get it in their analysis of why people left. But let's play first Nigel Farage. He needs to get the last word on this.
Morning. The sun has risen on an independent United Kingdom. And just look at it. Even the weather's improved. It's been a hell of a long journey, this. I first got involved in Eurosceptic politics 25 years ago, and the first election I contested, I managed to beat the late, great, screaming Lord Such by 164 votes, so I didn't come last. And now there are 17 million people that voted for Brexit. It's a victory for ordinary people, decent people. It's a victory against the big merchant banks, against the big businesses, and against big politics. And I'm proud of everybody that had the courage, in the face of all the threats, everything they were told, they had the guts to stand up and do the right thing. I believe the other big effect of this election is not what's happened in Britain, but what will happen in the rest of Europe. I mean, in the rest of the EU, Eurosceptic parties never talked about leaving the EU, now they are. An opinion poll in the Netherlands said that a majority there now wants to leave. So we may well be close, perhaps, to Nexit. And similarly in Denmark, a majority there are in favour of leaving, so we could be quite close to Dexit. And I'm told the same may apply to Sweden and perhaps Austria and perhaps even Italy too. The EU's failing, the EU's dying. I hope we've knocked the first brick out of the wall. I hope this is the first step towards a Europe of sovereign nation states, trading together, neighbours together, friends together, but without flags, anthems, or useless old unelected presidents.
And without all of the niggling regulations that they impose upon everybody. He's absolutely right. It is going to set off a stampede. I believe that the European Union is going to unravel. But you have to understand, it is truly, as one of the writers pointed out earlier today, we talked about a confederacy of dunces. It's not only a conspiracy by the banks. And if Britain were to stand alone, and if these guys were not so incompetent, it truly would be and it is going to be a difficult fight, because they are going to do everything they can to rig the markets, to create instability. As Paul Joseph Watson said, to blame every problem, no matter how big or small, is going to be blamed on Brexit. But it is also, they're going to have to fight a rear guard as well, because they're going to see all these different countries. I believe that Sweden will be one of the first ones, and one of the ones that is most capable of doing it, as well as feeding the desire of people for self-government. That is what's behind this. That was what was behind the American Revolution. The desire of self-determination. Donald Trump has tapped into that. He spoke about that. When we come back, we're going to tell you why that is important, and we're going to take a look at what's next. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about Brexit. I was talking in the last segment or so about the BBC giving eight reasons why they thought that Brexit had succeeded. And of course, it was things like they just didn't believe how dire the economic consequences are going to be. No, they understand that. They understand there's going to be some painful adjustments going through this. But I think they also understand there's economists who are pointing this out. I'm not the only one saying this. They had a well-respected economist who supported Brexit saying, as George Soros was talking about how this is going to be a Black Friday for currency markets, for stock markets, he said, hey, this is something that has made the Chinese rich. Yeah, let me give you some financial advice here. Get close to the radio. I'm going to whisper this to you because this is really key. You need to understand this, okay? If you want to get your country rich, then you don't buy stuff from other people, you sell it to them. And the way you do that is you have a cheap currency that works. It worked for China. It worked so well for China that we talk about currency manipulation and how unfair that is and how that needs to be controlled. That's part of the China price, along with stealing copyrights and things like that, okay? But manipulating their currency to make foreign products expensive so that you develop an internal manufacturing base so that you buy products from each other within your country and then making your products that you create in your country cheaper so that other people can buy them. That's how you grow your economy. That's how you build things. Now, let's say the opposite that we're constantly told by these free traders is that the way you become wealthy is you live off of the slave labor of other people. They say, well, you know, free trade. And I said, the naivete of this, when I watched Gary Johnson in the libertarian debates, a perfect example. If you want to see the naivete of what passes for free trade, which is really nothing but crony capitalism and the path to destruction for your economy, is the way Gary Johnson put this. And, of course, I've heard this economic argument, and so have you, I'm sure. Well, hey, if China wants to make free stuff for us with their slaves and just step back and enjoy all the goodies. Well, what's happened with that giant sucking sound, okay? It sucked down all of our industry. And we're getting to the point where when we just coast and when we live off of the fat of other people, the labor of other people, eventually we get to a point where we don't have any more wealth to spend, okay? Because we don't have an income. And the same thing is coming with the robots. Understand the progression of this free trade thing, this lie that we've been told, this globalist scheme that we've been sold. Understand that the first thing that happens is your manufacturing economy disappears and you wind up with a service economy. We were told, oh, that's great, all those stinky industries and everything, you know, that's great, all those polluters, you know, that they're not going to be in our country, they're going to be in China. And we're going to just have clean service industries where we take in each other's laundry. That's fine. Except that the reality of it is that doesn't make much money and it doesn't produce anything. You have to have a manufacturing base because that's where true wealth is produced, is when you're producing things of value. And then the next logical extension of this, which Gary Johnson went on to, he said, Uber, that's the model for everything. The Uber economy, Uber everything, he said. It's like, what an idiot. So you're going to go from a manufacturing economy to a service economy to a gig economy. A gig economy. How does that gig economy work? There's an article from the Drudge Report today, via the Drudge Report from CBS News, and they're talking about what a bad deal Uber is for the employees. They say Uber is coming under increased scrutiny after leaked documents indicate their drivers really don't make much money at all. They say the next thing you know, when you sign up for Uber, there's thousands of drivers. It's taking forever for you to get a ride. In other words, get a customer. So that's why when things started getting bad, I started organizing drivers so we could have a voice. Okay. And they say the Uber drivers at the mercy of the rate the company is setting for that ride. Look, understand that this is just a temporary gig. Okay. And temporary in every sense of the word. The CEO of Uber has said all along, what makes our rides so expensive is that other dude in the car with you, the driver. We want to get rid of him as soon as possible and have self-driving cars. And we want private cars to go away. And as I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, there's an article on the Daily Mail's automotive section where they went through and they said, how many miles a year are the British soccer moms driving to ferry their kids around? And what would that cost as a taxi fare, they were to buy taxi drives or Uber drives with that. And I thought, boy, they stumbled onto something here. They weren't putting it in the context of what's going to happen when we no longer own private cars. But let me tell you something. You couldn't afford to do that. It's going to radically alter your lifestyle, especially when Uber is not just setting the price that they pay for their drivers from a monopoly position, but when Uber is Uber all transportation, which is their goal, when they have connections to government to operate as a full-on crony capitalist, and they have a monopoly of transportation, then you, as a passenger, will get the monopoly pricing. And it is going to cost you a fortune. It is going to control your transportation. And so And then where are you going to get your job? Remember, this is where this progression goes. You go from having a high-paying manufacturing job where you're creating something and you're creating wealth to a service economy where you're just kind of moving things back and forth and doing each other's laundry to the gig economy. And the next step is no job. No job. And how do you control these unruly people, the precariat, they call them at Bilderberg? Well, when you replaced them with robots, with the self-driving cars, or with, and this is another story that was up on Drudge Report, Silicon Valley's robot pizzeria, you know, you're not even going to have jobs making pizza. You're not going to have jobs at the bottom. You're not going to have jobs at the middle or at the top. They're going to be using robots to replace everybody at every level in every industry. This is vertical. It is horizontal. It is deep. It is wide. It is going to be massively disruptive across all industry, across all social strata, and every economic group. So what happens when you put everybody out of work and nobody can afford to buy anything anymore? Well, you give them a universal basic income, which is that's their solution. Put everybody on welfare and then do a soft kill. As you're looking at this broadcast, you're seeing the wonderful robot pizza. Maybe the other robots will be able to afford the pizza. No, they're going to give you a universal basic income to keep you quiet to then do a soft kill on you. And we've seen this type of thing happening as our own federal government using Agenda 21 is shutting down industry and the logging industry and the mining industry and the ranching industry as they're taking people's property. They'll put them on welfare for a while, and then they take that welfare off. This is where this is headed. People are understanding where this is heading now. It's very important. People are understanding this. Let's take a look at these last four reasons that the BBC was giving us for why the Brexit won. First, let's review here. They said Brexit economic warnings backfired. In other words, people didn't believe it. They saw it as fear-mongering. They said, well, you know, they actually believed this figure of 350 million pounds. And so they put a lot of time and effort to try to say, well, that number is not real or it is real or this. Look, they understand there is a big net flow going out of the country, and they don't have any control as to how big that ultimately is going to be, and it's money going out of the country that's being spent on things they don't like, they have no control over. They say Farage made immigration the defining issue. I said, no, the EU made that the defining issue. Then the next thing that they had here was to say that the public had stopped listening to the prime minister. The authorities, the political authorities, the mainstream media, which was consistently on the show. I was listening to this last night, and one of the things that was so entertaining and joyful and watching what otherwise most people would think, I guess, was kind of dry, a political junkie. But watching the BBC, giving the returns and everything, and watching all of these commentators on the BBC, you would have thought that Princess Diana had died. Or something equivalent to that had happened again. They were so long-faced, it was just the end of their world. End of their world. And it is. They understand. They did everything they could. They have absolutely no influence or credibility with the people in England, and they don't have it here in America. And that's the important thing as we move forward into our election, where we have our vote on Independence Day, where we're going to get independent from the globalists, from the multinational corporations that are trying to push us down into a soft kill welfare state by taking all of our jobs, going from manufacturing to service to gig to nothing, to welfare. That's the progression. They go on to say, labor failed to connect with voters. Of course they did. They know what has happened. They've experienced this. It's an experience. It isn't a, well, what if happened? They are operating from experience. They've seen how this is happening. And it's the labor leaders understand. And the same thing I think is going to happen here in America. The Democrats are out of touch with their voters. And this is the thinking Bernie voters are going to understand that they're being betrayed. The Democrat leadership is betraying their base, just like the Republican leadership is. But there's nobody on the Democrat side. What you've got is an insider running on the Democrat side who's going to continue to betray you, who's going to continue to sell you down the river and shut down your factories, shut down your mining operations, shut down your economy, take your jobs, and that's Hillary Clinton. She is the Wall Street candidate. It's absolutely unbelievable to hear Bernie Sanders say, I'm going to vote for Hillary because we got to do something about the big money interests. She is the Wall Street candidate, folks. I mean, all week, the beginning of the week, what did we hear? This continuing narrative about, oh, Donald Trump hasn't raised any money, but look at all the money that Hillary Clinton got from foreign governments and Wall Street and so forth and so on. Isn't that wonderful? These are the people who are constantly complaining, and rightfully so, when George W. was buying the election, saying there's too much money in politics. No, there's too much power in Washington is really what the issue is. You wouldn't have that money in politics if you didn't have the power in Washington to make all of these decisions that they should not have the power to do, that they don't have the legal authority to do. And this is the key, folks. When we look at what's going on with Brexit, it really is about the sovereignty. The issues of the economy are secondary. And I pointed this out briefly on Wednesday. This June 20th article from the Washington Post really laid it out. They say this Brexit vote could lead to the destruction of one of the most ambitious political projects. It's not an economic project, first and foremost. First and foremost, it was designed to be a political project. The most ambitious political project since the Holy Roman Empire. Okay? And you got to understand, it has the ambition to be a world government, a key piece of the world government. I was explaining to my daughter last night how they created the European bloc. They created the North American trading bloc. These are economic groups as well as Asian trading companies. They created these conglomerations of countries and said, this is about free trade. This is about economics. Okay, no, their ultimate goal was political. Their ultimate goal is political. And they will use the economic power that they have and the pressure of saying, well, if you get out, your economy is going to collapse. You can't go it on your own. Look, Britain has a far more diversified economy with far more people in it, energy independence, all of these things, far better shape than they ever were before, ever were at any time. Any of these countries could go it on their own. You don't have to live and die by export-import. You can be self-sufficient. Every one of these countries are huge. Probably most of them have a stronger, more diverse economy within themselves than they did as all of Europe 100 years ago. But let's talk about Washington Post's analysis of this. They say, at the moment, the list of countries that might consider to be bolting would be short. France, Denmark, the Netherlands, a handful of others. No, it's much longer than that. They downplay that. They say, but the days in which leaders convened in Brussels to hand over even more sovereignty to the EU may be over if Britain departs. Now, that's the key point. They've been meeting in Brussels to hand over sovereignty. And they were saying, we have the flag, we have the anthem, we don't have much of what supports that flag and that anthem. In other words, they want more political control. As one guy said, we thought, as he pointed to the founding fathers of the European Union, said the founding fathers thought they were like medieval alchemists. They thought they could transform the stone of economic integration into the gold of political integration. That was always the goal, political integration. Okay? That has always been the end game with this, political integration. It's always been a political move. It's always been about self-government. And that is what's so dangerous about it. Let me just run down these eight real reasons why they should have left and why they did leave. The first one, again, is that £350 million per week. These are Boris Johnson's reasons, okay? £350 million per week, more to spend as Brits wish, spending it on their priorities. And I pointed out when I did this comparison, I said, hey, in Texas, it's about $1.5 billion a week. Now, you can quibble over the numbers. The bottom line is, why should we be sending more money to Washington than we get back? Because what do we get back from them? Well, we get massive amounts of regulations, okay? We get a jurisdiction of a court that interferes in our lives. He put it this way. He said, in Britain, they'd be able to get out from underneath the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, increasingly arbitrating in questions that we never thought it would become involved in, even going down into the family, into the right of the child. What's happening with our Supreme Court? The same thing. They're expanding their powers. They are taking power that was never theirs. And this is why it is so important that we don't move to the next level. They have created these economic blocks in Europe and North America, these trading blocks and in Asia. They're trying to consolidate those now with America as the spine. Okay, and the two wings would be the European Union and the Asian trade. And the way that they're going to connect those wings to the spine are with these trade agreements, the transatlantic and the transpacific, if they do that. And that has been the plan and the way they viewed the world and the steps towards global consolidation. It's been the overt plan of the Trilateral Commission since Mika Brzezinski's dad wrote the plan and then became the first president of the Trilateral Commission. Let's create these economic blocks in these three areas, and then we will gradually make them more political. Then we will create another economic trade treaty to link the three of them together through the United States, and then we will assert political control over the entire world. Now, what's happening is that one of their blocks is starting to unravel, and it is a worldwide movement. Here they've got a maverick who came out of nowhere, Donald Trump, who has opposed for 30 years these globalist trade agreements like NAFTA, okay, which has had deleterious effects here in the U.S., just as the European Union has had bad economic effects there, has opened up our borders, just as the European Union has opened up our borders. And he said, that's enough. It's a bad deal, and we're not going to go the next step. Now, they're saying they're going to try to run this through before Obama leaves office. Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that, whether they do that or not. I don't think that'll happen. But he goes on to say we'd be free to do our own free trade agreements. If we stay, they will drag us ever farther into a federal structure that will support this fiat currency that is absolutely worthless. The same thing is happening here. This is a movement of self-government. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other side of this and the face of this. This article that was on the Drudge Report today, there are now more bureaucrats with guns than there are U.S. Marines. It is a standing army. They're standing there with guns pointed at your head. They are writing the laws without your input, and they have their own courts and their own army. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot.
Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined in the next hour. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be hosting our fourth hour, and he's going to have Dr. Group as one of his guests. He's going to have a couple of different guests to talk about health issues. Along that line, we have a new special at InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off Deep Cleanse. You might want to use 5, 6, or even 7 cleansers to do what this one cleanser, this all-in-one cleanser, the Rolls-Royce of cleansers that we sell, can do. And, of course, it combines the power of concentrated zeolites, organic cilantro, organic milk thistle, fulvic acid, many other cleansing ingredients. We thank you for your support, and we offer these kinds of sales because we want this to be a win-win for you as well. We try to create the best products that we can, and we do that. You can read the reviews, the hundreds of five-star reviews, and this is one of our fastest-selling formulas that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. On sale right now, 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Deep Cleanse, 20% off. Also, if you want to spread the news, start the revolution for our independence. It's going to be, we're going to have that vote coming up first Tuesday of November. We're going to vote on whether or not we want to be independent of the globalists because this is a global war against us. You can get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt to spread the news, 50% off. And if you sign up for our free newsletter, you'll get a code for 75% off additional t-shirts. And also, we still have the 20% off Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. If you don't have clean water, you're in trouble. You need to make sure water is the most essential thing. You can go for a while without food, but you can't go long at all without water, and you need to have clean water. Whether you're on a well or whether you're on a municipal water supply, we've got 20% off all the filters from the largest gravity-fed all the way down to shower filters. They're going to take out things like chlorine, so you don't get chlorine gas when you put that hot water in your shower. So all those Lexapure water filters are 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, suddenly when we came back, I wanted to talk about this article that's on the Drudge Report from the Washington Free Beacon. There are now more bureaucrats with guns than there are U.S. Marines. Remember, the greatest danger to our country that our founders saw was that of a standing army. They wanted the community to have the power. That's what posse comitatus means, folks. Think of the Old West movies where you've got the sheriff, and he's got one or two deputies that are always there. These are the professionals, the people are going to be the leaders. We had a professional military corps that was always going to be there that would lead the people if our country was invaded by enemies, foreign or domestic. But the real power was in the community. The militia was to be trained on how to use firearms. They were to have their own firearms ready at the readily available, just like they do in Switzerland. The power was supposed to be in the community. They said standing armies have always become means of oppression at home. The means of our defense abroad have become the tools of tyranny at home, to paraphrase Madison. So they created the Second Amendment. That's what it's fundamentally about. It's not about hunting. It's not even fundamentally about self-defense on a personal level. Those are obvious legitimate uses, but it is fundamentally about making sure that the power resides in the community instead of a professional standing army. But we've gone one step further than that, something that is even worse than that. There are now more non-military government employees who carry guns than there are U.S. Marines. They point out in this Washington Free Beacon story, Open the Books, which is a taxpayer watchdog group, released a study Wednesday, that finds domestic government agencies continue to grow their stockpiles of military-style weapons as Democrats hold their sit-in, calling for more restrictions on the guns that you can buy. Okay? They call this the militarization of America. $1.4 billion spent on guns and ammunition. We talked about that. We're the ones who broke, Paul Joseph Watson broke the massive purchases of ammunition. Everybody said, oh, you're fear-mongering. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll talk about that when we come back right after the top of the hour. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to be with us in the fourth hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back.